I've also got this opinion piece in the New York Times. The problem with saying sex assigned at birth that is, I think, unintentionally hilarious.
A lot of this stuff is hilarious until you consider how far it's gone, to wit. What a pleasure this is to talk to Riley Gaines. Unless you were a college swimmer, you probably didn't know her name or a fan of college swimming until fairly recently. But Riley has been crusading bravely, and I won't put words in her mouth, but for the simple proposition that women's sports are for women and women's private spaces are for women, period. Riley is the director of the Riley Gaines Center at the Leadership Institute and joins us now. Riley, how are you?
I am doing great, and let me tell you, you are always allowed to put those words in my mouth, because that is exactly what I'm doing.
Well, excellent. We are big fans of yours and admire your courage very much. For folks not familiar with this, before we get to the basics of what you're espousing, how tough has it been for you personally to stand up and say women's sports are for women?
You know what? When I first took that initial public stand after, of course, competing at the national championships against Leah Thomas, who's formerly Will Thomas, who swam 3 years on the men's team at UPenn before deciding to switch to the women's team. After seeing all of that firsthand, after going through sensitivity training and social justice circles and all the different things, I was terrified. But I could not have been more naive to how easy it really is to say something so simple. Well, again, all I'm saying is that there are two sexes. You can't change your sex, and each sex is deserving of equal opportunity, privacy, and safety. It's wild that we live in a time where that now requires bravery to say that. But it's easy saying it for me now. It's a hill I'm willing to die on.
So when you, how many times did you swim against Leah Thomas, the most famous trans athlete? That once?
Swim against him at that one national championship.
Okay.
As I mentioned, you competed.
What was it like in the pool or the crowd that day? I mean, was everybody just like ignoring the elephant in the room, or were people talking about it?
It was weird. Going into the meet, almost ashamedly, I felt intrigued. I had a lot of questions myself and my teammates that we wanted answered, right? Like, what is the locker room going to look like?
Yeah.
Is he as tall as he seems on Instagram compared to his teammates? But upon arriving to that meet and of course having these questions answered, like I said, I felt ashamed for feeling intrigued, and those feelings of intriguement and almost like this big circus we were a part of, those feelings shifted to heartbreak. I mean, I felt like competing against them, I was going into the race with my hands tied behind my back.
Well, you don't have anything to apologize for. I mean, for goodness sakes, you're a young college woman, and I don't blame you for thinking, wow, what the hell is going to happen? But you were forced to share the locker room, or at least Leah Thomas's teammates were, for a very long time, with a 6'4" man, fully intact genitals on display, and you were being required to look at that human and say, that's a woman.
Not only that, but when we objected to this, we were told we were the problem.
Right.
We were told that we were the ones who should apologize. And if we didn't see this as a woman, then ultimately it was us who were the bigots, and we should face the repercussions. Thomas's teammates who objected to this, granted, they keep in mind, yes, I undressed with him at that national championship, but his teammates did 18 times every single week.
Wow.
And when they objected to this and sent an email to their administration, UPenn, I swear to you, I have a screenshot of the response. UPenn responded back with, if you feel uncomfortable seeing male genitalia, here are some counseling resources that you seek in an attempt to re-educate yourselves.
Wow, how did that happen a couple of years after Me Too, where if a guy asked a girl out on a date at work, you were Harvey Weinstein? That's so crazy.
I know it. And now it's those same people who advocated for the Me Too movement, who claim to champion and pride themselves on championing women's rights, it's those same people who are spearheading this movement to really dismantle our rights as women.
Well, as the father of a couple of daughters and a youth sports coach who coached girls, I remember, and boys, I remember remarking on the show years and years ago, as I was a head coach for a boys' soccer team and assisting with my daughter's soccer team, the speed and violence of the boys at the same age was shocking compared to the girls. If the girls accidentally knocked each other down, they would say, oh my God, I'm sorry, and pick up their opponent off the turf. Meanwhile, the guys are bleeding from the head and covered with mud and loving it. The idea that, oh no, no, now that male says she's a female is the sort of absurdity Voltaire talked about when he said those who can make us believe absurdities can make you commit atrocities. But anyway, so Riley Gaines, you've got your Riley Gaines Center at the Leadership Institute. What are the main things you're trying to accomplish? What are the basic principles?
The main thing we're trying to accomplish through the center is it's a training program to help train and develop and equip and empower leaders, whether that's leaders at the national level, the community level, of course, within school boards, college teams, college athletes. Whatever it might be, we need more leaders. I believe that's why our nation's suffering. I've also been speaking on several different college campuses through the center, which has been a big push of mine to really help engage the youth, people who are my age. You know, being a recent college graduate myself, I understand how hard it is. You're essentially equated to a criminal if you say you're a conservative on college campuses. Not that this issue should be partisan or should fall along party lines in the way that ultimately it has, at least in terms of how our elected officials are responding and how the media portrays this issue. But we need more truth seekers. So that's what, speaking on these college campuses, that's the goal there.
Riley Gaines is going to be speaking at UC Berkeley, not far from the Radio Ranch, tomorrow. That's April the 4th at 6:30 as part of her Reclaim Feminism campus tour. Was it UC Berkeley that you ran into, like, violent opposition or, like, last year, was it?
Yes, you're exactly right. Almost exactly a year ago. It was at San Francisco State University.
Ah, right.
I was met with vitriol. I was met with violence. I was met with, of course, hatefulness. And it's so comical. Like you mentioned in the intro here, it would be comical. This is the same crowd who claims to be tolerant and who claims to be inclusive and welcoming and accepting. But that is not what I faced at San Francisco, and oftentimes not what I face around the country. This is the least tolerant group you could possibly imagine. But nonetheless, this is who needs to hear the message. It's no good preaching to the choir all the time. So I'm excited to be in the Bay Area. I'm excited to be at UC Berkeley. And I'm now, given my experience last year in San Francisco, I am more than prepared for what could possibly and most certainly probably will occur.
You got the proper security. I mean, so you're prepared for it to be ugly possibly.
Yes, sir. Unfortunately, that's the way it has to go.
Probably actual guys, like big guys with penises that are going to protect you.
Oh, that kind of guy.
That kind of guy. That's the kind of guy I'm talking about, yeah.
Wow, and if anybody is working...
Your favorite kind of guy.
Now, Riley is a good and decent and reasonable person. I, Joe Getty, on the other hand, have fully empowered anybody working security for Riley's event to whoop as much ass as you need to keep her 100% safe. Yeah. These people are lunatics. Riley, the point you made about, you know, welcomeness and inclusion, that is such a lie. It's like the whole diversity thing. That doesn't mean diversity. That means the people I want. The minute it's the people I don't want, suddenly diversity isn't important at all, right? Or welcomeness or inclusion or whatever the hell else. So we are going to have a link at armstrongandgetty.com so folks can access the Riley Gaines Center, particularly parents of young women, and not just athletes either. I mean, because y'all are talking about not only sports and locker rooms, but women's spaces, women's prisons and bathrooms and that sort of thing as well, right?
Of course we are. You're exactly right in saying it extends far beyond just women's sports.
Riley Gaines, you're a hero of ours. We appreciate your time and your efforts very much. Keep up the good fight and let us know how we can help. We mean that, seriously.
Of course. Well, I thank you guys so much and appreciate you for what you do. So thank you.
Armstrong and Getty. Are you looking for the perfect move-in ready home this spring season? Now's the time to buy at Fisher Homes. For a limited time only, enjoy below market interest rates starting at 5.375% APR, 6.139% APR. With these exclusive lower rates, you can save hundreds on a move-in ready home and start enjoying the benefits of home ownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with one of our new home specialists at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home. Financing provided by Victory Mortgage, LLC, NMLS 461249, Equal Housing Lender.
We went from normal life, healthy child to acute lymphoblastic leukemia or B-cell ALL. The St. Jude team came up to get CJ via ambulance. Shortly after that, I noticed a rainbow. It meant that there was hope. We were driving into hope. To have hope is to have your child healthy, and we have that because of St. Jude.
You can help kids fight childhood cancer. Please become a St. Jude Partner in Hope today by visiting musicgives.org.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.